Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva in Brasilia. Focus on strategic partnership in areas of mutual interest, including trade and defense. India and Brazil to sign 4 MOUs to foster cooperation in areas of counterterrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agricultural research. Election Commission expresses confidence to complete collection of enumeration forms from voters in Bihar before 25th July deadline. First ever anti-malaria drug for babies approved for use by Switzerland. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in various parts of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. And in cricket, Indian spinner Deepti Sharma moves on to second spot in ICC Women's T20 International Rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia. The talks focus on broadening of strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade and defense. Earlier, Mr. Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome in Alvorada Palace, where Brazilian President, along with his wife, welcomed him. Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Brazil are expected to sign 4 agreements after the talks to foster cooperation in areas of counterterrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agricultural research. We now go live to our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit in Brazil. Sudhindra, what latest update do you have on the meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Brazilian President?
Well, Ashok, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Lula da Silva, they held a bilateral, and now the delegation-level talks are on in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. And the extensive discussions were held on the issues of mutual interest and the areas of priority where both the countries can go forward. You know, both are important economies of the global south, and have spoken in one voice in international forums on global institutional reforms and environment conservation. And Brazil had condemned the Pahalgam terror attack in the strongest words. So both the countries are working on deepening strategic ties with greater coordination and cooperation in the areas of defense, agriculture research, space sector, oil and natural gas, mines and minerals. And in a short while from now, both the countries will sign MOUs in 4 sectors, as you mentioned, on counterterrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy, and agricultural research, Ashok.
Thank you very much, Sudhindra, for that update. The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital after wrapping up a productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS Summit. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital, Windhoek, tomorrow on the final leg of his 5-nation tour. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with the Namibian President. Prime Minister Modi will also be conferred with the highest civilian award of Namibia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the visit will shape the upcoming India-Africa Forum Summit and Global South priorities.
With Africa increasingly central to India's foreign policy, PM's visit to Namibia will prove to be a significant one in shaping the upcoming India-Africa Forum Summit. Indian High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastava, said, from challenges ranging from climate change to food security and industrial development, India and Namibia will explore similar solutions during the upcoming visit.
Our challenge is common, whether it's climate change, whether it is food security. We would like to share our experience on this because we have the same kind of challenges, but in many cases we have been able to find some solution. And the Prime Minister is a strong supporter of the Global South, so he always says that we should be assisting them.
As Windhoek prepares to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi, expectations are running high for the renewed era of partnership between India and Namibia. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Windhoek.
The Election Commission today said that the Special Intensive Revision SIR in Bihar is progressing well and the exercise of collection of enumeration forms will be completed well before the deadline of 25th of July. In a statement, the Commission said that in the first 14 days since the issue of SIR instructions, nearly 47% of enumeration forms have been collected. Over 3.7 crore enumeration forms of around 7.90 crore electorate in Bihar have been collected so far. The poll body said with the addition of over 20,000 booth-level officers on the ground, the collection effort has been further expedited. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has asserted that pure electoral rolls are inevitable for strengthening democracy. He was addressing booth-level officers at a training program in New Delhi today. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan inaugurated the Agricultural Technology Innovation Center at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Agricultural University in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the minister emphasized the government's push to transform farmers into entrepreneurs.
पहली बार भारत में किसान अपने ऐसे तो टेक्नोलॉजी यूज करता है मशीन तो खेतों में यूज करता है उसमें सबसे आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी एआई को उसमें यूज करके किसानों की एम्पावरमेंट किया जाएगा उसकी आमदनी को दुगनी किया जाएगी उसकी प्रोडक्ट को उचित मूल्य मिले बाजार के साथ तो सविशेष तथ्य के साथ जुड़े रहे यही इसी उपक्रम का सबसे बड़ा उपलब्धि रहेगा.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government today said that it has not issued any fresh blocking order and has no intention to block any prominent international news channels, including Reuters and Reuters World. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the moment Reuters and Reuters World were blocked on the X platform in India, the government immediately wrote to X to unblock them. It said X took more than 21 hours to unblock Reuters. The Finance Ministry today clarified that no direction has been given to banks to close inactive Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan accounts. It came in the wake of media reports stating that the Department of Financial Services has asked the banks to close such accounts. In a statement, the ministry said it constantly monitors the number of inoperative Jan Dhan accounts and advises banks to contact the account holders to make their accounts operative. The CBI has busted a cyber fraud syndicate targeting UK and Australian citizens by arresting key operatives in Noida. The agency carried out searches at three locations in Noida. During the searches, it seized extensive evidence. The syndicate's call center, operating under the name First Idea, was found to be technologically sophisticated, enabling cross-border anonymity and large-scale victim targeting. The BJP today accused the West Bengal police of not doing a fair investigation into the Kolkata student alleged gang rape case as the party panel submitted its report to its president JP Nadda. Briefing media persons in New Delhi, BJP leader Satyapal Singh, who was a member of the party committee constituted to investigate the case, alleged that the police have manipulated the facts. Information and Broadcasting Ministry, through its Wavex Startup Accelerator platform, has launched the Kala Setu Real-Time Language Tech for Bharat Challenge. This nationwide initiative invites India's leading AI startups to develop indigenous scalable solutions for automated generation of audio, video, and graphic content from textual inputs with support for the multiple Indian languages. Startups can register and apply for the challenge through the Wavex platform at www.wavex.wavesbazaar.com under the Kala Setu Challenge category till 30th of this month. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use by Switzerland. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Cortem. Following this development, production and distribution of the drug are expected to start in the next few weeks in Africa, as most malaria-related deaths are recorded on the continent. Talking to Akashwani News, Pediatrician Dr. Surinder Singh Bisht in Delhi said the development of the drug is very significant as the overwhelming majority of malaria-related deaths occur in the under-5 age group.
The severity of the malaria are more when it happens to a younger baby. In fact, in some part of sub-Saharan Africa, death because of malaria accounts for a sizable number of deaths of the total newborn. So this formulation has come as an advantage.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in eastern, western, central and northeastern regions of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that heavy rainfall is very likely to continue over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Jharkhand till Thursday. Nagaland remains severely affected by flooding, with several low-lying areas along the Assam border submerged following heavy rainfall last night. We have a report.
Nagaland continues to reel under floods as many low-lying areas bordering Assam were submerged after a heavy downpour last night. In Dimapur district, colonies along the Nagaland-Assam border, including Lengrijan, Bor Lengri and Riverbelt colonies, were particularly hard hit, with rising flood waters inundating homes and roads. Rescue efforts by the State Disaster Response Force are ongoing to evacuate stranded residents to safety. Several parts of Dimapur town also remain waterlogged, significantly disrupting daily life and hindering access to essential services. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In Madhya Pradesh, many rivers, including Narmada, are flowing above the danger mark. The Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy rains in Sivni, Mandla, Balaghat districts today. More from our correspondent.
The Meteorological Department issued alert for moderate flash flood in all the districts of eastern Madhya Pradesh, including Anuppur, Balaghat, Umaria. Meanwhile, heavy rain were recorded in Balaghat and Raisen district of the state. Today, 12 gates of Ban Sujara Dam were open in Tikamgarh. 7 gates of Satpura Dam have also been opened in Betul district. Many villages of Narsingpur district have been submerged due to the Narmada River flowing above the danger mark. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for all districts for heavy rains in the coming 4 days. Prashant Sharma, Akashvani Samachar, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, in West Bengal, an orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly, Purv Bardhaman, Paschim Medinipur and Bankura districts today. In cricket, Indian spinner Deepti Sharma is on the verge of becoming the number one bowler in the ICC Women's T20 International Rankings for the first time in her career. She has moved on to the second place in the latest list after gaining one spot, overtaking Australian pacer Annabel Sutherland, and now trails Pakistan's Sadia Iqbal by only 8 rating points. Deepti's rise came after she took 3 wickets in the third game of India's 5-match T20 I series against England. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 270 points to close at 83,713. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 61 points to settle at 25,523. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 16 paise to close at 85.70 rupees against the US dollars. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva in Brasilia, focus on strategic partnership in areas of mutual interest, including trade and defense. India and Brazil to sign 4 MOUs to foster cooperation in areas of counterterrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agricultural research. Election Commission expresses confidence to complete collection of enumeration forms from voters in Bihar before 25th July deadline. First ever anti-malaria drug for babies approved for use by Switzerland. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in various parts of the country during next 2 to 3 days. And in cricket, Indian spinner Deepti Sharma moves on to the second spot in ICC Women's T20 International Rankings. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.